I would like to begin this story by taking you back to the year 2548 of the Buddhist era, a year that saw the creation of a sacred amulet imbued with boundless Metta Mahaniyam, the Nangkwak powder amulet of Lungpo Sakon Manunyo of Wat Nong Krap, Rayong Province. This edition was crafted entirely from pure Buddha Kun powder. Significantly, it is a version without any Takrut embedded within, allowing devotees to experience the concentrated power of the sacred materials without any obstruction. This is especially true of the Pong Prai Kuman powder, which is the heart of this lineage of amulets. The legend of Nangkwak dates back to the time of the Buddha. Her original name was Nang Supawadi, the daughter of Sujit Brahm, a merchant in the city of Mithilaya. She received blessings from two powerful arahants, Pra Kasapa Thera and Pra Sivali Thera, ensuring that whenever she travelled with her father for trade, sales were overwhelming and miraculously successful. She has since become a symbol of fortune that has endured to this day. Veneration of Nangkwak is performed by placing the image facing the entrance of the shop or home, with offerings of plain water and red syrup water every Buddhist holy day.
Whilst reciting incantations to invoke her divine grace, to beckon wealth and customers as one desires. As documented by Ajahn Spencer Littlewood on the websites ajahnspencer.com and thailandamulet.net, the essence of devotion lies in unwavering faith and the regular practice of making merit to bolster the amulet's spiritual power, ensuring its maximum efficacy.
When discussing the sanctity of this 2005 edition, I must speak of Luangpo Sakorn's greatest legacy, the art of creating Pong Prai Kuman powder. This knowledge was inherited from Luangpu Tim Isariko of Wat Lahan Rai, his mentor and the creator of the legendary miraculous powder that sent shockwaves through the Thai amulet world. Luangpo Sakorn is widely recognized as the only top disciple to have received the complete, direct formula for creating Pong Prai Kuman from Luangpu Tim. He mastered mental meditation and the consecration of sacred materials according to ancient manuscripts, a process requiring immense perseverance and a formidable spirit to achieve powder with supreme spiritual powers in the realms of loving-kindness, popularity, and protection from harm. The 2005 consecration ceremony was a grand occasion, featuring not only the Nang Kwak model, but also various other amulets, such as the Pra Kun Pan Prai Kuman in both large and small models, Pra Pita powder amulets, and Pra Sivali. All of these contained a concentrated mixture of Pong Prai Kuman powder, blended with 108 types of Mahasane charming herbs, one Dok Tong, and the ancient sacred powders bequeathed by Luangpu Tim before his passing.
As for the consecration ceremony, besides Luangpo Sakorn, who served as the primary presiding monk, there were also famous master monks of the era from the Eastern lineage who joined in meditative empowerment to enhance the sanctity of this edition of amulets. These included Luangpo Sin of Wat Lahan Yai, a fellow disciple of the same lineage, and several other gifted master monks who filled the ceremony with such divine energy that it triggered natural phenomena long recounted by the local people. The sacred materials blended into each amulet were meticulously selected, including burnt palm leaf powder, itiji powder, and patamang powder, all of which possess inherent spiritual qualities. When consecrated with the sacred arts of Luangpo Sakorn, inherited from Luangpu Tim, the immortal master monk of Rayong, it granted these Nangkwak powder amulets and the charms in this edition universal Buddhist powers.
whether it be supporting one's destiny, thriving in trade, or ensuring that negotiations are always met with kindness and favor from those encountered. This very sanctity has spread Luangpo Sakon's reputation far abroad, like a spiritual heritage he received and passed on to all those with faith today.